We're on Tzadik Aleph on the days, Hahu Gavra, about two-thirds of the way down. Hahu Gavra Dehavi Masku Bein Mea Zuze. The person that somebody owed him 100 zuz. Shochit. He died. Shova Ktina Da'ara Dehavi Shavi Chamshin Zuze. You know, he owed somebody 100 zuz. And he died. And he had a plot of land that was worth 50 zuz. Small plot of land. Also Balchov, so the Balchov came, and now the Yisomim inherited this land, and it was Meshubit to the Chov. So the Balchov came, the Katorifle, and he took away the 50 zuz land in payment for part of his debt. Also Yasme, Yovile Chamshin Zuze. So the Yisomim went and they bought back the field from him for 50 zuz. Okay. So now they have a field that they bought, which is not Meshubit. That would be normal. But they still owe 50 zuz on the debt, but they're not really chayiv to pay that debt of their father. Okay, if there's land that's Meshubit, the Balchov can collect. He can't collect from the Yisomim Metalklin, money. So now, what the two possibilities are, and that's what the Gemara is going to make a machlokas between Rava and Reb Chama. What's it called? The shaila is like this: when they bought back the land, were they buying the land, or were they paying 50 zuz, the other 50 zuz that they owe? Right. So the Gemara says like this. Hadar Katarifla, and then he went and took the field again for the other 50 zuz. So Asla Kameda Abaya, so he went to Abaya, Omar Lahem, Mitzvah Yisom, Lefrochol Aviyah. Hani Kamoi Mitzvah Avdisu, Hashaki Torif, Bidin Katarif. So Abaya told them that the guy has a right to take the land. Right? Why? You think that when you gave the 50 zuz to buy back the land, you were buying back the land. And then, now that land is not Meshubit anymore. Because what Yisomim buy after the father's death, even if it originally belonged to the father, makes no difference, it's not Meshubit. So you consider you bought back the land, he has no more land to be Torah, he can't take that away from you. And you don't have to pay the other 50. But that's not true. Because there's a mitzvah, even though they're not chayiv to pay, there's a mitzvah to pay the chov of a parent, of covet of the father. So when you gave that 50 zuz, you weren't giving the 50 zuz for the land. You were giving 50 zuz to pay the debt. Now, the land is still meshubed to the original debt, and therefore he can grab it for the other 50 zuz. Hashtiki tarif yedin katarif. Lo amron. That's only the lo amru le hani chamshin zuz e demei dar dektina. That's if they didn't specify that we're giving the 50 zuz not as payment for the loan. We're giving it to buy back the land. If they specify that, then Enochanam, he can't take it again. They're mesalik the balcho from that land, because now it's land that was bought after the father died, and it's not meshubit. Okay. Rashi. Tina da'ara, sodos ktanos. The small field is only worth 50 zuz. Mitzvah le'isom lefrochov aviyem, mishum kovet aviyem. It's not a chiyuv mamon, but it's a chiyuv kovetav, that as kovet their father, they shouldn't leave him dead with outstanding debts. Ela she'en le'bezed in le'kofen al'kach, but Basin can't force them to pay the father's debts. To lab mitzvah sasemu fereshesi, kesuko kelulav, ela mitzvah bi'alma d'rabbanan. It's a mitzvah bi'alma d'rabbanan, and therefore you don't force a person to make that kind of mitzvah. Mitzvah sukkah, lulav, mitzvah deraisa, you do with certain qualifications, arko for the person, agitatei nafsho, if he doesn't want to do the mitzvah. A mitzvah d'rabbanan, you don't force a person. B'din katarif, shenichse halov, and ishtab bilav. Because the nechosim of the dead father are meshubit, so he can grab the field. The lo amrulei kishuparos reshonim. But if they said to him, the feirish, when they paid the money for the first field, we're not giving you this as payment for the loan. we're giving it in as buying the field back to make ketina kashar mecher or loke priya sachov, then the halacha is that he can't grab the field again, and they don't have to really pay except midrabban on the chov of their father. Okay, next. Ahu gavra dezavna l'ksubasa de'ime betovas hanoa. So what happens like this. The father died, and the mother had the rights to collect her ksuba. Now the son, if the mother would die, the son would inherit her ksuba. He's a banim dichri. He would inherit her ksuba, and see, the mother was still alive. So on a risk, he sold the ksuba for a small amount, that in case my mother will die and I'll yarshin it, you'll get the ksuba. So he sold rights to the ksuba, but since it's a risk, the mother may not die before the son. If the son dies, then the guy gets nothing. So the guy took a risk on a possible future benefit, and he sold it to Tovas Hanoah for the schus. It's not a Dover Shalom Ba'olam Batsam, because he's selling the schus in that ksuba, not selling the ksuba itself. But he said to the guy, but you should know that if my mother comes and he sold land that was meshubit to the ksuba of his mother, right? And he said, if my mother comes and she wants the land, right, because she wants to collect her ksuba and she can't find any place else to collect it from, I'm not going to pay you. Shalom b'achrayis, right? If it gets taken away, it gets taken away. If you want to take the risk, I'm giving you the land for a very small amount. Okay. So shchiva ime velo ira, the mother died and she never was ma'ara. So the chara, the sale was a good sale. Now the son inherited the ksuba. So that land is meshubit to him now. So he went back to the guy he sold the field to, and he said, I want the field. It's meshubit to the ksuba that now belongs to me. And I told you that if it's taken away from you, you're not going to get your money back. So I'm the one who's taken away from you, and I'm not going to give you the money. I'm not going to give you your money back. So Rami Bar Chama lemeimer iu b'makom imekoi. So Rami Bar Chama wanted to say that he stands in the place of the mother. And just like if the mother would have come to Taina, the lokeach would have gotten nothing in compensation. So to now, he is taking away the field and will give him nothing. Amrle Rava, noi diachrayas di dolo kibalole achrayas di day milo kabel. He wasn't makabel achrayas if the mother with him are. But for himself, of course, he's mekabel achrayis. That if he's the one, the ma'ar will pay the guy back for the field. Okay, Rashi. Dizavna l'ksuba tziime shahoysa nesua la'achir umachar ksubasa b'chayi bala. Right, he sold the ksuba while the husband was still alive. The woman didn't yet collect her ksuba. He saw the rights of the ksuba that someday maybe he would get if the mother died. The father died, the mother died, and then he got the ksuba. B'tovas hanoah, b'dover mu'at. Since it was all a big risk, he sold it for a very small amount. Maybe the mother will die, and the husband will yarshin it, then he has no rights to this. Or afilu yomus baila b'chayel, even if the husband dies first, maybe the son will die. He'll never get the ksuba. For him to get the ksuba, the father has to die before the mother, and the mother has to die before the son. And then the sale's no sale at all, because he never had rights to this field. They won't give you your money back. If my mother comes and she claims that she wants the field because it's meshubah to her ksuba, then forget it. The shalom b'achrayis anymore. I'm selling it to you without any no guarantees. I take no responsibility. So then the mother taka died, father died, the mother died, the son inherited the ksuba and he wants the land back, right? Lomrani takasim yomei. I'm now stand in place of my mother. I want the field. The Afamos, I won't give you the money back. The Shalom Achrayas, Sodirus, the Kabilis. You accepted that I would sell it to you without any responsibility. So now I'm taking it away, I'm not going to pay you. Achrayas, the Nafshe, Im Yavo, Hubiyar, Dinu, Shiazlomosa. So Rava said, no, he was Makabal Achrayas for the mother, but if he's the one who's going to take it back, of course he's Makabal Achrayas. The Noi Nomi, the Choser, Mechiros Akarka, Deinva, the Makdav Shalom Zachabo. Right now, he what's it called? He couldn't sell it to begin with. He never was zocha. So he what's it called? The karka is not a sale, right? Mashi irash mi abba mocher loch lo amar klum. If somebody says, "What I in the future will inherit, I'm selling to you now," is dover shloba ola. The holo damya legozel soda umachra. Right? Somebody steals a field and sells it. Right? Sell somebody a field that's not yours. And then the chazer lochem mi bayil mishon. Then you bought it from the first violin. Right, then we say that you bought it in order to make up for your gzela, and now the sale's a sale. The kaimalon ba ma macharish on the sheni calls chushetov al yadav. Right, that now if it'll be mine, it'll belong to you. The hasam locha dafka the torah habasrei went the zovna ki hechad the lekum behemnu seim alkeah. There he went to buy it, and he wanted to remain a neman. That he's going to stand up to his word. Yeah, I sold you stolen property. Now I went and made it mine, so it's yours. Aval Naflo Birusha over here. He didn't go buy it. Fell to Birusha. He didn't go in as Mitoreach to get it. It fell to Birusha. But we don't say that since it fell to Birusha, now the sale's a sale. No. Amrinan Ahasam Birusha Memelahavi. Below Tarach Lemekam Bemnusay. The Chosem Michurasa Masramos. So normally what would happen? He could. If there's no kinyan, so he could be chozer, get the field back, but he'd have to give the money back. But here he doesn't have to give the money back because he sold it shelo b'achrayas. Right, that's one way of learning. Lashon acher, dezovna l'ksubasa de'imei b'tovas hanoah, saw that not that he sold the ksuba, he sold the field that they were meyachid for the ksuba. It's the first one we said. Saw that sheyichid oviv le'imo l'ksubasa, umeis, the nofel l'chasun f'nezeh. So if the mother would have come and said this field's mishubit to Mike Suba, then he would have taken it away and not paid him. But now the mother died and the son got the field. So v'chol manshlo om the bedin im machrezeh hanecher kaim. As long as no din, it's only a shibud. He could sell it, and if he's lucky, the woman will never collect from that. The eno yochalavzer shari yoreishu v'chol anechosim lefanav el shechayv losis ksuba le'imo shevenu. Mechuyev to give the ksuba to his mother when she'll want that field. She can take it because it's meshuba to her. That's why he said, "I'm selling to you for a little bit. You really take the risk because if it gets taken away, I'm not going to pay you." If anybody will take it away from you, even Bedin, I'm not going to give you your money back. You're taking a risk, and you're getting a field for almost nothing because you're willing to take the risk. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rami Bar Chomer, Reuven Shemacher sold to Shimon Shelo Bachrayis. Reuven sold this a field to Shimon, and he didn't accept responsibility. Now, if somebody comes and takes the field away, you don't get your money back. Shimon went and sold it back to Reuven, and he did mismakabel achrayis. If somebody will take it away from Reuven now, Shimon will pay him. Okay. V'asa balchov de Reuven, the kataras lemine. Reuven's balchov now took it away from Reuven because it was meshubit to earlier. Okay. Dinahu the Azul Shimon umafzile. The halacha is that Shimon has to now make it good because he sold it to him with Achrayas, right? Even though when Reuven sold it to Shimon to begin with, it was Shelo b'Achrayas, right? Omar Eli Rava, no, noy d'Achrayas di alma kibul alei Achrayas the nafshi mi kibul alei. He was mekabel Achrayas that if anybody else will take the field, I'll pay you. But Achrayas of his own Achrayas, that he wasn't mekabel, right? That if you'll take the field away, I'm not gonna pay you. Umoda Reuven, Rava is Moda, but Reuven she yores to the Miyakov. Following case, Reuven inherited a field from Yaakov. Okay, Yaakov was Reuven's father, I guess. It was Yorish a field from Yaakov. Umachra l'Shimon shelo b'achrayis, and he sold the field to Shimon without any achrayis. Okay, va'asa Shimon umachra l'Reuven, and then Shimon went and sold the field back to Reuven, and he accepted achrayis. Okay, va'asa balchov di Yaakov. Yaakov's balchov came and said, "This field that you yarshined was meshubid to me from a loan that your father made, not a loan you made." So here Rava's idea that Achrayis is a nafshe, right, that he wasn't Mekabel, right, here it's not Achrayis a nafshe, here it's Achrayis for somebody else, somebody else's loan, somebody else's creditor. Because Tarif Lemine, Dinahu Da'azul Shimra Matzi Lemine, Shimon has to pay him. Why? My time of Balchov the Yaakov ke Balchov the Almadami, because the Balchov of Yaakov is what's it called, the same as anybody else. That's not considered a personal debt. That's a debt that, just like any other debt, that what's it called, achrayis from outside, not from himself. Rashi. Shelo b'achrayis, kol mi sheyitrafenu miyot noyilisari. Umachra l'Reuven b'aylim harishonim. Shimon went and resold it back to the original owner, but he accepted achrayis. B'achrayis, kol mi sheyitrafenu b'din yifasenu lo. Somebody will collect it rightfully, right? Won't steal it from you, but he'll take it because it's meshubid, right? There's a lien on it. I'll pay you back. V'asa balchov de Reuven. Reuven's balchov came. Shayishtaru kodem lemechira rishona shemachra Reuven l'Shimon. That chov was before the original sale. So now that balchov has a right to collect this. The Reuven owed the money. This field was meshubed from before, so he takes the field away. The balchov of Reuven took the field away. Okay. So now the shail is, does Shimon have to pay him? Shimon accepted achrayis. The ilu ba. If that Balchov would have found the field in the hands of Shimon, he also would have been able to collect it, because Reuven had no right to sell it because it was Meshubin already from before, right? And if he would have taken it from Shimon, Reuven wouldn't have had to pay him anything. Okay, so now the shaila is, if he takes it from Reuven, does Shimon have to pay him or not? Dina who does with Shimon a matzi like shame she ilu machra Shimon zel ishacher. If Shimon would have sold it to another person, biachrayis who bought balchov the Reuven v'torfa, and the balchov of Reuven would come and take it away, how you Shimon faseo, Shimon would had to pay. Via Reuven lo yuchal lachzor, he can't go back to Reuven sharei shalom bachrayis lachemenu, because he bought it from Reuven originally without achrayis, so he's going to have to pay Reuven for the field that he sold him. So Rava said, no, noyd achrayis di alma kol ha'orim oleh ha'shalom machmas Reuven kibol le Shimon. If anybody collects it, right, not because of Reuven, I'm willing to pay you. But if somebody collects it because of you, I'm not going to pay you. Achrayis di nafshe ir ha'bolo machmas atzmo. Something that comes from this guy himself, I'm not going to. You bought it, you knew that you had a balchov. Right, somebody else's balchov comes and collects it, okay. But your balchov, you bought it, you knew that you had a balchov. To balchov the am, but if it's a Yerusha, and the balchov is the father's balchov, that's not considered his balchov. Hamaoro le shalom machmas Reuven, ela machmas misha machar la Reuven tchila, kshem shim lacha Reuven, milevi, umachar la Shimon she'eno achiv, shalom bachrayis, lechaz Shimon umachar la Reuven bachrayis. Uba balchov the Levi, hakodim l'shtar mechira yishona, the tarfa mi Reuven, tzara shimla fasoso. If it would have been somebody else's balchov, Levi's balchov, that came to collect it, right, who originally owned, sold it to Reuven or whatever, and now was collected it, then for sure Shimla would have to pay. Shari bachrayis machra, v'hush lacha shlo bachrayis. The afkishi yorsha Reuven mi Yaakov, umachra. Uba balchov di Yaakov, fatzenu Shimon. But here, however, since he yarshened it from Yaakov, and the balchov of Yaakov comes and takes it away from Reuven, Shimon has to pay him. because that's not considered achrayus benafshe, even though it's his father's balchov and he yarshim for his father. It's two separate things. The lo amrina de Reuven kari davuah. We don't say that Reuven is an extension of Yaakov. The achrayus de Reuven lo kibul ale Shimon, and that achrayus he wasn't mechabel your own achrayus. Your own balchov, I accept it to pay. If somebody will take it away from you, not your balchov takes it away from you. So, but here it's not your balchov, it's Yaakov's balchov, and even though you're an extension of Yaakov, it's considered a separate thing.